Good morning, you're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Liz Calandrino. Liz, you doing all right?
I'm doing okay, Kemp. You know, it's tough, but I'm doing okay. Thanks.
Okay. Well, I wanted to talk to you today because, you know, we're all feeling pretty sad. The industry's feeling pretty sad that your sister has passed away, Sona Calandrino, who is an icon in this business. And you agreed today to spend a few minutes with our listeners and tell us, I mean, Sona is known in this business as extreme talent, someone who really moved the needle in the flooring industry. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about Sona. First off, in your family, how many sisters were there?
There were only two of us, just Sona and I, and we always used to kid each other about the sister. You know that sister, and we were just always referring to our.
How many years apart were between you two?
6 years. I'm 6 years older than her.
Okay. And what made her such... One of the things when you look at Fabulous Floors magazine, what was it that made her so fashion-oriented?
Well, ever since she was a little kid, she started to sew when she was six. My mother would take her out and look for just beautiful fabrics, and Sona would come home and just create these dresses. They were just magnificent, and they were... like so far ahead of their time, and that I guess that was the piece. It was like you wonder where she got the ideas, and she won lots of art contests. She used to paint, and she used to talk to me about how it would be nice if she could go out and start to paint again. And I'm not really sure, she may have been doing some painting, but she was truly an artist, and she wanted to go to school for fashion design, but she didn't get accepted in New York City for that. She got accepted at Fashion Institute for textile design. So it's interesting, textile design and the carpet business, you know, they really do go together.
Right.
And, you know, and then she went into the cosmetic industry when she was 21 years old and traveled around the country doing makeup and calling on drugstores. I mean, she always, Kemp, was just ahead of what anybody else was doing, and I have no idea, but she just had a vision always.
So this Fashion Technology Institute that she went to may have given this industry a gift by pushing her away from the clothing area and into the textile area, which, you know, carpet is a textile product. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think that she always wanted to be in business, and it was in the beginning 90s where we met a person out of New York who was in the furniture business, and we all sat down and we decided that this is what we wanted to do. We wanted to have carpet and furniture stores, and we put some money together, and believe me, it wasn't very much.
Mm-hmm.
We put our money together and we started building stores. Our idea was to have 1,000 stores. I mean, this was Sona.
Yeah.
We needed 1,000 stores.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not three.
Yeah.
And of course, I didn't know anything about furniture or carpet, neither did she, and so that was made it even funnier. And you know, when we got to 7, it just got crazier, and our business partner went off and decided he would do 1,000 stores, which I think he has now. There's Jennifer convertibles all over New York.
You did this for 14 years. The two of you all, with this business partner, you were in retail, and you sold furniture and carpet for 14 years. Is that right?
Right. We sold furniture and carpet. I went to New York and learned how to do furniture buying, and used to fly down to Hickory and High Point and do that. And
yeah.
Sona did the carpeting. But what Sona started to really love was the marketing and the advertising.
Mm-hmm.
She came up with things like a car that went through the window, half in the front and half in the back, and it said crash prices.
Yeah.
I mean, she threw money out of airplanes. I mean, there wasn't anything that she wouldn't do for that business. And it just became very obvious that she was just really, really creative beyond, I think, what most of us could ever think about.
Oh, yeah. I think if you had to coin a phrase, I mean, she was an idea person. Anytime you sat down with her, she had some great ideas, which is...
You're right. And she always pushed the envelope. And sometimes, you know, I've worked with her for 20, 30 years almost, it seems like, and she would say to me, well, this is what we ought to do. And I would, like, look at her and go, well, how do we do that?
Yeah.
And she, I said, oh, just go do it. You know, it was always just go do it. And there was never a project too big for her. I mean, never too small. A retailer would call her, and she would spend hours on the phone with some guy with a little teeny store, and you know, then she'd call me and say, okay, this is what you need to put together. Let's help this guy. So
yeah.
She was very giving, and it was that way for everybody, people in her neighborhood. People just don't know how kind she really was.
Mm-hmm. What do you think she'd want to be known for in the business?
I think that being kind and caring.
Mm-hmm.
The carpet industry was something that she really loved. She loved working with retailers and distributors and manufacturers. And, you know, she liked the industry. And I think it was also the retailers. I mean, she felt kin because she knew what it was like to start a business and not have maybe a lot of money. She knew what you had to do. And if somebody would call and say they had an installer problem, you know, we'd sit down and we'd go, oh, we remember that.
Yeah, right.
I think that's it. And she really had a love for, it's interesting, where she went to high school and her art teacher. And she mentioned that to me maybe 6 or 8 months ago. She said, you know, we really should have a little scholarship at our school for kids in art. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of the things, other than the industry foundation, which was very, very good to a friend of ours. And we both always felt very strongly about that. And I know that's what she's asked people to consider if they want to do anything.
Well, I think, you know, I spent some time with her because you, both of you guys wrote for Floor Focus magazine. And you know, I think she'd want to be known for her passion for fashion. She always would say, you know, this flooring business is a fashion business. So that's one of the things that she drove. And it is. It is indeed a fashion business.
Yeah, and she could always find a way to make it pretty, anything pretty.
So as you look back, what do you think was one of her most proudest accomplishments in the last 30-some years in the flooring industry?
Well, I think there were lots of milestones for her. I know Mohawk University was just really important to her, and being able to, you know, us to sit down and she to say, you know, this is what I can envision.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she went to Mohawk and she worked on the Floorscape program. And I think for her that was, again, that was just a magnificent way to take the carpet industry, which was not really terribly fashion-oriented, and, mm-hmm. and just make it beautiful and help customers see the beauty in our industry.
Did she ever help a carpet company come up with a specific design?
Yes. I mean, there were lots of people over the years that she worked with. And, I mean, I even know that up until a couple of weeks ago, she's still working with a retailer right now,
mm-hmm.
helping them with her. She was helping them with their marketing and their advertising. And, yeah, she's still, and she wrote the advertorials. You know the advertorials that were the cross between advertisements and
right.
editorials? She loved doing those. So, you know, there's loads of those. She just loved doing those kinds of things for retailers.
Mm-hmm. Well, Liz, I got to tell you, I mean, we've been talking mostly about your sister, and we're going to miss her tremendously, but just a second on you, I mean, you just published a book. What was it with your parents or whatever it was you were drinking in the water? I mean, what's the name of your book? You've just published a book.
Yeah, it's called Red Hot Customer Service, you know, 35 Ways to Impact Your Bottom Line Through Customer Service. And funny you should say that. I think that Son and I grew up during a time period when people, there weren't many jobs. I mean, none of our relatives had jobs.
Yeah.
They were all immigrants. And you were expected to be able to come up with some kind of an idea to make money. I mean,
yeah.
That was how it was. And my dad was in business, and I really dedicated the book to my dad because he just understood people, and he always used to say, make them your friends, and they'll be your customers forever. And so we learned that, you know, at an early age, just a house full of people. And Son and I both learned that you had to go the extra mile. And my dad just was fun, and he always made it fun. There was, I guess she learned a lot from him. There was never anything that he wouldn't do for a customer.
What business was he in?
My father was a builder.
Okay.
I mean, he started out as digging ditches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the job he had. And then he got better at that, I guess. And
yeah.
My uncle was a finished carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So he learned from his brother. And he went out and started a business and started building houses. I think one of the things that Sana regretted, and I did too, was when my dad got very sick, he died of cancer also, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He used to build houses, and Sana would say, Dad, we could make those houses so much more beautiful. This is the business we should go in. Now, of course, my father was like 80 at the time, and he would say, listen, you girls make me tired. But, you know, we wanted to take over the business, and we wanted to do the houses, and, you know, do the landscaping and all that kind of stuff. But it was just a little too late, and we always talked about, oh, Daddy, you know, she always would say, you know, Daddy could have been really, really successful. Of course, he was successful in many ways, but, you know, she was out to push Daddy when he was like 80. to start working all over again in the housing business.
Well, we're about to run out of time, but I will say your daddy was very successful. He had two very successful daughters who have really made a difference in this business. I appreciate you being with us and talking about Sona, and we'll miss her in this business. We've been talking to Liz Caladrino about her sister Sona, who passed away on Sunday, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.